This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden was supposed to be leaving Washington this evening on a trip to Poland. Air Force One actually departed Washington on Sunday and has made a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
Everybody, women, young children, trying to do something, just trying to do something. Pulling people out of apartments and being shelled and littered, I think, is war crimes.
A record was broken in the NBA All-Star Game last night.
Team Giannis defeated Team LeBron 184-175 in the 2023 NBA All-Star Game in Salt Lake City. Jason Tatum set a new All-Star Game record with 55 points to lead Team Giannis to his first win over Team LeBron in three tries. Tatum on setting the All-Star scoring record while winning the Kobe Bryant MVP award.
You know, to be able to wear my signature shoe today and break the record and, you know, take home this award of somebody that, you know, I idolized.
LeBron James and why he didn't play the second half.
And tried to get one little chase down block and got my finger caught in the rim. But I'll be fine, though. I'll be fine. I don't think it's too much to worry about. But for precautionary reasons, just had to, you know, take the rest of the night off.
I'm Julio Flores.
Google goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week to defend what is widely regarded as a pillar of the online community. The law at issue, known as Section 230, gives Internet platforms legal immunity from almost all third-party content hosted on their sites. A decision to limit that immunity could change the business model of the Internet's biggest companies, especially social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Google's YouTube, that rely heavily on recommendation algorithms. Today is President's Day holiday. Federal government offices are closed, as post office, public libraries, schools, and most government offices. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The government is finding more things in the sky because it's looking for more things in the sky.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC that the Chinese surveillance balloon incident earlier this month led to changes in detection parameters.
We recalibrated the radars, and as a result, we saw more things that we weren't seeing in the past. And among those things were these three objects that were shot down.
Blinken took a message to his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend.
I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A Catholic Church official was shot and killed in Los Angeles County, California on Saturday. David O'Connell, the auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, was fatally shot in the incident in the community of Hacienda Heights, where O'Connell lived. The 69-year-old was named auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles by Pope Francis in 2015. A massive winter storm is set to hit parts of the country this week.
Forecast show is expected to start Tuesday in the northwest. Heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Several states in the northern plains and upper Midwest will have to deal with possible blizzard conditions. Some areas are projected to receive up to 2 feet of snow through Friday. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hodgson Pillar, the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church, Anaheim Hills, California, is with us now. Hey, Phil, happy Monday to you. Happy President's Day.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning to you, Bill, and what a good Monday it is.
It is another federal day off, one of 11, where all federal offices are off. That might be a good thing, some say, but be that as it may, on the top of the list federally, and speaking of presidents, of course, we need to be praying for a former president, Jimmy Carter, who is in hospice right now.
Well, you know, he's had a pretty good run. I mean, you know, you think about it, this guy's been
98.
Around.
98. Yeah.
That's a great run.
Well, you know, and I think he's making a choice that a lot of people make at this time and this stage in your life and existence, and that is, he says, I've had it with all the medical care. Just let me go home and put me under hospice care, and whatever God chooses to do and decide that that's my end of time, because God is the one who measures our days, right, and brings him home, then that will be it. And, you know, more and more people that I come in contact with, you know, have had it with all the medical process and decide, look at, you know, they're just going to rest their final days.
Well, I think, you know, at 98, if your health is failing, you ain't bouncing back to a 30-year-old. Let's face it.
No, exactly. But so many prayers are going out, homages, I might say, people going to Georgia and acknowledging this president, no matter how you feel about him. He's a fellow human being like the rest of us, who we will find ourselves at death's door inevitably, will we not, barring a rapture.
Well, you know, that it is the fate of man, you know, to be born, to die. And I think the real question is, you know, when you see the day you're born, the day you're dying, as someone said, it's the dash in between that you have to think about. How did I live my life? What did I do for God? What did I do for my fellow man, my family, my community, et cetera? And it kind of goes back to that principle of how do we live our life, you know? And do we live it with a sense of accountability? Do we live it with a sense of, you know, get all I can in this world that I'm in? And I think that's the key. You know, we had six of our staff members. I sent them to the Asbury Revival.
Oh, wow, cool.
This thing is getting too good. I don't want to miss it. I don't know how long it's going to last. And fortunately, what I did was exactly right. So they came back Saturday night. We had unbelievable service on Sunday. I mean, I'm telling you what, a revival is happening. I know you were there a couple of weeks ago, but let me tell you something. It was like 10x that one on Sunday.
Wow. Wow. Well, I told you, you know, when I was there and I was watching, especially the response of men, which is unusual, when I was at the service a couple of weeks back, and I said to you and Tammy, I said, this is the new Jesus revolution. And it wasn't just out of my own mind or anything that came up. It was just something I felt that God had prompted me to share with you, to see, you know, this kind of response, a time that the prophet Joel talked about when the hearts of the fathers would be turned to the sons and the sons to the father. This is what we're starting to see, not only here in America, Phil, but I'm hearing the same stories around the world.
That is amazing. Well, you know what? And I think this Asbury was a manifestation that is a catalyst also. So whatever was happening on one level, I mean, it took off on another. And I purposely, I mean, the oldest staff member I sent was 40, and everybody else was in the 20s and 30s.
Yes.
You know? And I wanted Gen Z to be there. And fortunately, I made the right choice, because if you were older, they weren't letting you in the chapel. It was very limited, but if you were younger, they really focused on Gen Z, get them in there, get them fired up and revived. And then the president announced today that the public safe side of it would now be complete. So if we'd have gone this week, we would have missed out. All of them would have missed out on it, because it was students only. So I think strategically it was great. And, you know, one thing I just want to say, Bill, you know, I've noticed there are patterns in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And this thought came to me when I started looking back at Asbury, because the first one that happened was in February 1905. And so they've been around. So you figure we've got 118 years of history that we're looking at between this one and 2023. The next one came in February of 1908. The next one came in February of 1921. The next one came in February of 1950. A little bit later, then it came March 58. Then February 1970, March 92, February 06, and then February 2023.
Mm.
Now, if you don't see a pattern there, you're missing something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this timed up with the Jubilee year, Phil. And as Jonathan Kahn says, this is the Shemitah Jubilee year, which means you get twice, double for your trouble. And so ever since he said that to me, my eyes have been open to see, you know, okay, God, what are you up to? What are you going to do? And here we are. Now, I think it's interesting, just like in Jesus's time, Phil, when people, you know, the religious order wanted to squint and squash what Jesus was doing, right? And so here, the same thing is taking place. The president of the university, for the sake of, you know, control or whatever you want to call it, you know, but the Holy Spirit is not going to be controlled by the order of man, is he?
No, and I was a little shocked at the fact that he wanted to close this down. He said by the 24th, I think, it'll be completely shut down. How'd you like to have that history book write up? You know, there was a great move of God. It was the biggest one they've had, okay? So the largest gathering, longest time, and they said, we're going to shut it down. I don't know, you know, and I'm not in his shoes, so I don't want to judge the man, but I'm thinking... Mm-hmm. I think I would have found another way to do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I was reminding, we were talking with Craig Huey earlier, Phil, and that even when Jesus was, on the road into Jerusalem, and the ruler said, tell those people to shut up, you know, quit saying this and everything, and Jesus says, oh, you know, not to worry, God could even make the rocks cry out, right? I mean, so get ready. If rocks need to be cried out in order to fulfill God's will for a time such as this, then you're going to start seeing the rocks cry out, right? Which I think if that would happen, I think that might get people's attention and make them think, well, maybe this transgender, you know, agenda that I'm following, maybe it's not worth a hill of beans, or this climate agenda and the climate gods. Maybe I should turn my back on that. What do you think?
Yeah, there's going to be some activity here, and I do believe that that we are responsible to steward well what God gives us.
Yes.
And trying to figure that out from a distance is maybe hard for me and you. But I think the thing that bothered me was I had so much hope that this thing would run for 6 months. It would run long enough that it would really get everyone's attention and really the revival would come. But maybe God has another plan. So I'm not trying to get in the judgment seat. I'm just trying to make the observation that of what my heart felt.
Well, we need to come in agreement, above all, with what the Holy Spirit is doing. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break because of something that has still stayed with me since the last time that we talked and the last sermon that we talked about. So stay with us. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hey, we're back with with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith is there. And we're talking about what happened at church yesterday. Phil was insightful enough to say, look, I need to send some representatives, you know, to Ashbury to see what's going on, to get an eyewitness report. And these kids come back and they're lit up, Phil. I mean, to be, you know, to come and observe what's going on, I would dare say they came back different than how they left, right?
Well, yeah, and I think the key thing on this, it was just, I had just a prompting from God not to go, but mm-hmm. to send our young staff to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they went, and by the providence of God, they had changed. So you had to be young to be able to get into the chapel. Because they were trying to really focus on Gen Z. And then if you were an adult, you might get in, but you probably were going to go to one of the outside, you know, chapels where they live streamed it or whatever. So that was cool. So they came back fired up. We let them all share yesterday. And I mean, it was unbelievable service. But, I mean, we had a guy that was blind healed yesterday. We had one of the young men that went, he's 20s on our staff. He led his dad to Christ yesterday. In the kids, I asked, you know, we didn't do anything special for the kids. We just had our service. And I asked our director afterwards, I said, how was kids today? And she said it was actually unbelievable. She said, I don't know what happened. Like the Spirit of God fell on the kids. They were confessing sin. They were crying out. And they weren't prompted. It was just a regular service. But the Spirit of God got a hold of the kids. And when you see these things starting to happen, I mean, it is unbelievable. People stayed around after church. Ministering to one another, praying. We probably extended, the service probably extended another 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was longer than normal, 45 minutes longer than normal, and then people probably stayed around another 45 minutes.
Wow.
So all in total, it was probably a three and a half hour service.
That's so awesome. And this is the thing. See, this is all a natural response. See, and this has always been my concern when things like this happen, whether it's 9/11 or revivals like this or other things, the church has traditionally been unprepared. And my question and my grief is how many churches around the country are witnessing or hearing about what's happening in Kentucky and just said, oh, well, we've got to stay on course. You know, we're supposed to do this this Sunday. And they miss out on the movement of God and what God is doing and what his purpose is, not only for Kentucky, but their church in their city, in their communities. Because as you've been reporting on, gosh, Phil, ever since I've known you, you've thrown up the warning about the chaos and lawlessness. And, you know, goes back to what, you know, you preached on a couple of Sundays ago from the book of Genesis, and that is the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos, the craziness, the void, the darkness that is existing. And like a mother hen wanting to hatch those eggs or to protect her children, the Holy Spirit has been hovering over the craziness. And don't think this is America-centric. I know sometimes people say, oh, just in America. No, around the world, trust me, the Holy Spirit is big enough, can handle the whole world, okay? Not a problem. Is hovering over the chaos and darkness because God's creation is crying out, Phil. We cannot handle this madness any longer. Our heads are going to explode, and they already are.
Amen. Well, you know, and here's the thing. TikTok, which is, you know, been labeled everything from, you know, a cop to spy app to you name it, but they've been posting there. It's under hashtag Ashbury Revival, and right now it's up to 80 million views. It's gaining views.
Yeah.
At 1,000 a minute. Now you think about this.
Yeah.
This is if you hired a company and said we want to get 80 million views, you know, in 11 days, they'd say it's impossible. There's just no way. I don't care how much money you have, you're not going to get 80 million views.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So this is something that's spreading in this young generation. TikTok is a young app. I mean, it's for young people, really.
Yes, right.
And it's spreading there. And we've got, I'll tell you what, we've got a big rally coming up in March, a youth rally with Brian Barcelona. I don't know if you know him with one voice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so he's going to come in. We're going to do a youth rally on Saturday, and then he's going to speak on that Sunday. And Lord help us, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, because with the momentum we've got now, by the time we get to March, it could be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. We would want it to be unbelievable because it means that it's an answer to our prayer, Phil. Because here it is, you know, we were talking with Craig Huey earlier, and he reported that in D.C., the whole transgender movement has increased 900%. You know, people identifying as transgender in D.C., 900% since Joe Biden became president. We have got to counter this madness and this craziness that Governor Sanders talked about in the post-State of the Union. You know, you've got normal and you got crazy, and it's okay to call it out for what it is. And what's happened is the church, because, you know, we didn't want to offend anybody. Well, guess what? You know, the name of Jesus offends people. Truth is no longer a defense. It's an offense to those who are dying and going by the road. But you know what? We are still responsible for them. God blesses us so that we can bless others. So we still have a responsibility. You can't just sit there and pack up your trunk and say, okay, well, I'm okay. No, that's not the way it works. And especially right now. So we now more than ever, for those of us who are at varying stages here of what's happening with God, you know, if you are in that position to pray for revival and pray for God's will, pray. If you are in that position where you need to repent, by all God's grace and mercy, we pray for you that you would repent. And that you would partake in the next level, which is revival that will be ignited, that will save your kids, save your family, and save your marriages. You mentioned yesterday that there was a guy coming in. Amazing. He's coming to church and he's saying, the fate of my marriage is sealed. I'm done, right? And what happens?
Well, what happened was we said, no, that's not going to happen. And one of our pastors went to him and just started praying with him. Next thing you know, the guy's on his knees. He's crying out to God. He starts to shake uncontrollably, begins to speak in tongues, and the entire marriage is healed. Wow. And there was no counseling.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just the hand of God.
Well, you see, I'm studying the book of Mark, and one of the words you hear constantly in the book of Mark is immediately. Right? Immediately. God can do things immediately. And these things that Phil is talking about and what they're experiencing, look, I know this is connecting with many out there. It's connecting in your hearts to say, can God do this to me? Can God do this in my marriage? Can God save my children? I mean, look what's going on. I mean, that story last week, that was so heartbreaking, Phil, of that 14-year-old girl that was beat up and abused by her fellow high school students, and shamed her to such a degree and canceled her that she lost hope and committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what you have on one side. That's craziness. Young kids have nothing to live for, lose hope because of the peer pressure that's allowed to be pronounced and elevated. We'll take down the Ten Commandments, but we'll lift up this kind of craziness that will kill your kids and teach them how to use condoms and all other sexual devices and have men dressed up as women. That's okay, but let's take down the Ten Commandments. And what's happened to the educational system since that move took place?
Well, we're in total chaos. The good news is it's now become so obvious to people that if they can figure out an option, they're going to take it. But if they are Christ followers or not, people are just like, this is lunacy.
Yes.
Right? And we have to protect children. And that's got to be our agenda on one hand.
How much more lunacy are you prepared to deal with? And especially right now in this Shemitah Jubilee year where God is giving us a sign. So we're at that crossroads. Do you want life or do you want death, Phil?
Amen. I want life.
Amen. That's what we want. We want it for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. So as I say, wherever you are right now to be in the will of the Father, the Father's will is such that I believe He's saving souls right now. And we need to do everything we can to co-labor with Him to that end. Phil Hodgson-Pillar, the president and founder of AmericanFaith.com. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM is transforming how it engages with business partners through the launch of IBM Partner Plus, a single integrated program to help deepen partners' technical expertise, accelerate time to market, and win with clients. New and existing partners will experience a transparent, simple, and modern program anchored around three pillars: competitive incentives, insider access, and enhanced support and benefits. Partners can grow skills, develop solutions, and build sales expertise using IBM technology. Kate Woolley, General Manager, IBM Ecosystem.
We are introducing IBM Partner Plus, a new program built hand-in-hand with our partners to help them gain skills, grow faster, and earn more. By offering access to the same education, programs, and hands-on training that IBMers get, we are better equipping partners to bring the power of AI and hybrid cloud to our clients.
For more information, visit ibm.com/partnerplus.
USA News Update. President Biden was supposed to be leaving Washington this evening on a trip to Poland. Air Force One actually departed Washington on Sunday and has made a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
So, President Zelensky, you deeply honor me here in Kyiv with you today to meet with your military, your intelligence folks, your diplomatic teams, community leaders who have stepped up and helped their country in their hour of need. It's astounding who stood up. Everybody.
Google goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week to defend what is widely regarded as a pillar of the online community. The law at issue, known as Section 230, gives internet platforms legal immunity from almost all third-party content hosted on their sites. A decision to limit that immunity could change the business model of the internet's biggest companies. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
President's Day to you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, you've been hearing these this promotional campaign about the fundraising that we're doing. We're so fortunate. A organization has brought the show under their umbrella, Hill for Hope. And we're grateful for them because it gives us a 501(c) status to where any of your donations toward the show will be tax deductible. And as we mentioned in the promotion, yes, we've been attacked and we expect that. I mean, we're not whining about it. It's just what it is. And I've just felt that, we should, entrust and engage our audience in a unique way to partner with us to ensure the continuation of this radio show. This is a unique radio show, as you know. It's not about 8-second sound bites. I mean, we're getting into the nitty-gritty, and hopefully in such a way that it motivates you to own your own knowledge and go deeper, not rely on other outlets, not even rely on this show as the sole source of your intellectual advancement and enlargement. That's going to come from you. That's what it's all about, that we hopefully motivate you to say, hey, I think what Bill has to share has some meaning, or maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, but I'm going to double check. Good, do that. And then when you come up with a different idea or something that can advance the conversation that will enlarge everybody else in our audience, by all means, you can drop me a line at bill@billmartinezlive.com. So check it out. Bill Martinez Show, hit the donate button, whatever donation. I mean, really, I'm trusting in God. Look, God told me to do this show 14, 15 years ago. All right. This is how this came about. One day we'll get into my history. I've been very blessed and very fortunate to be involved with broadcast journalism, run radio stations. From being a juvenile, acting up as a disc jockey in my early years of my broadcast career, even in the Marine Corps. You know, I served in the Marine Corps and I did Good Morning Camp Pendleton, okay? Reference to Robin Williams and Sergeant Cronauer, who, of course, the movie Good Morning Vietnam was based on. But I did the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps version of it for a couple of years as my service in the Marine Corps. So I've lived a blessed life and have been blessed in many ways. And so here I am. So if you can participate, hey, thank you so much for doing that. And know that we have a tax-deductible donation, so that way it'll help you with your tax situation. John Bona is with us, and he's the author of Liberty Book, host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty Talks. And we're here to talk about the 19th Annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast that featured Tim Tebow. Hey, John, good to have you with us. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good, Bill. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what a blessing, Tim Tebow. As I mentioned, I'd been trying to connect with Tim even when he was, playing baseball here in Port St. Lucie. And a couple of near misses, of connecting with him. But and I know that we were trying to get together with him even before this Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast. But it was went off without a hitch, and people were blessed to be around Tim. That was great.
Oh, it really was, Bill. It was a pleasure for me to welcome 2,500 people. Beautiful morning the Lord made in Vero. And, I had the opportunity to greet people in his name. And the whole breakfast just turned out to be about Christ. I mean, prayers, said in his name and testimony and song, a great message from Tim to exalt him in the public square. And, I reminded the people that, that's why we're there. We're gathering together to, face critical situations in the life of our nation. You talked about them in your show this morning. That last year had its challenges, right? And
exactly.
The good news is from the last time we were all together a year ago, the Lord handed us one of the greatest victories in generations, right? The end of Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And, as you know, the Supreme Court overturned it, and they ruled that the 73 decision was wrong and that the Constitution does not grant a right to abortion. And you used the word jubilee a little, I think, in your previous interview with Bill, the great, great historian, Bill Feder. Hello, Bill.
Yes.
I hope you're listening. But, for all of us, Bill, right, for 50 years, right, how many of us have prayed and fought? I know you have. For the day when the Great American Holocaust would end, and it's still going on in Congress and in the states, but in a sense, the year of Jubilee has arrived, right? 50 years later, here we go.
Yes.
This is the first year that'll go down without Roe. So thank you, Lord. We've got another year to serve him, and our prayers have been answered, but the battle continues, right, for the precious value
exactly.
of life.
Well, it's wheats and tares. They're going to, grow together. There will be, sadly, people will still be making a choice for death.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, people are realizing, oh my gosh, I do have a choice. And they're making the right choice. Because as God is very clear, what stands before you at this very moment, this very second, is a choice between life and death. And unhesitatingly, he says, choose life. That's the best choice, because God is life. And when we do anything that is against God, then we get into trouble and it does not go well for us. When you look at the history of this great nation that we've been blessed to be born into, you look at it when it was consistent with God's moral values. When we did the right thing, the righteous thing, we were blessed. When we chose not to, then we are under the curse. And this is what's happening. You cannot murder 63 million plus. Probably we're talking, when you look at abortions as well, well over 100 million babies have been exterminated. you know, in the 49 years and counting, 50 years now and counting, because the pills are still being sent, mail ordered, to young girls, women, left alone, take the pill, told, oh, well, you know, it's like taking a Tylenol, no big whoop, until all of a sudden they find themselves in excruciating pain and far from a hospital because they don't know what's going on.
Exactly, Bill. You know, God gives us his greatest blessing, life, and what's a greater blessing, a major theme of his word? And, you know, we know, right? Only really repentance and a return to God, a move of the Holy Spirit in people's hearts can truly restore our nation, the spiritual condition of our nation. So, and that's why we gather together, you know, with probably 50 different churches, all Christian denominations, to come together and with pastors there you know, to recognize our responsibilities before him. You know, and Tim Tebow, you know, I call it the army of compassion. You've heard that phrase.
Yes.
What he's doing, it's incredible. I'm sure you're familiar with Tim Tebow Foundation. What they do to fight human trafficking. I mean,
yes.
He's like on the front lines of that now. They're really going after it. But, you know, he told a story of a mom. It was so touching that traded her child for a couple of bucks, and then it wasn't enough money, I guess, to keep him going, so she brutalized the kid, I don't even want to tell you how, disfigured the kid to get more money, and then put her out there again. I mean, it's just what people will do. It's pure evil, but
yeah.
And it's so obvious in our nation. It's such a huge industry. I think it's $150 billion a year or something like that.
And counting with the open borders and the cartels moving in. I mean, the cartels last year reported profits in excess of $13 billion. You know, this is, and human trafficking continues, and it is massive. It is massive what's going on. We've been on top of this forever, and what Tim and his foundation has been committed to. God bless him, and we need more like that. And it's not getting any smaller because of the open borders effect, John. It's only getting worse. Go ahead. We got about 40 seconds left.
Well, and that's what his foundation's all about, Tim Tebow. They believe in God. They believe in what they're doing. You're helping kids with special needs. You know, 70 countries. Basically, that everyone matters because we're all made in the image of God. It's a rescue mission, really. It's and there's power in numbers, Bill. Like, they're in Haiti, Guatemala, the Philippines. They're all over 70 countries. And
God bless
it's not
him.
About getting credit. It's about the mission, you know, the mission of what they're doing. And don't wake up Monday morning and forget what we're all about. You know, it's because we go to church on Sunday, great. But Monday, get at it again. You know, we're on a rescue mission to help these kids.
Amen. John Bona, God bless you. Thank you.
Free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski. The ding-a-roner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm excited. I got to tell you, I am so excited by the movement of God, what we are seeing in Kentucky and in other areas. I mean, there's a lot of focus on Kentucky, but I'm telling you, this is happening across the country. And there may be leadership, just like in the time of Jesus, that wants to squash the movement. That's okay. You know, we get that. We know there's always going to be those antithetical forces. But even Jesus said, look at, God will make the stones cry out if that's necessary to accomplish his goal. And, I'm just excited to see what's happening, not only here in America, but around the world, because I'm hearing from other countries as well, Adam. I mean, in this Jubilee year, God is sending forth his blessings upon his creation. Now, the question is his creation ready for it?
Yeah, that's always the question, right? Because that presence and that invitation is always there. But like you, it's exciting to see people responding to it, you know, in ways that other people are noticing. It's not an individual here, an individual there, but there is a movement of God afoot, as you referenced, obviously, that the Asbury revival is, but the latest in, a history of revivals, right? I mean, we look back over the course of our history, and there are these moments where it seems like there is, from a human perspective, the right combination of receptivity and opportunity. And obviously, at Plugged In, we review movies, and I'll say, very rarely do I say, go see this movie. In fact, I almost never say that. But Jesus Revolution comes out this week. I mean, it's playing here in Colorado Springs. It's playing starting on Wednesday. So I know there are places that the screenings are earlier than the weekend. Not only is this probably the best Christian movie I've seen in many years, it's a great story of exactly what we're seeing at Asbury, right? That an unlikely person in an unlikely moment becomes the catalyst and connects with a couple of other people who respond to what God is doing. And all of a sudden, this thing just explodes. And it can happen again. I think it's so easy to look at all the bad news, Bill, and think, ugh, you know, it's just, we can be hopeless from a human perspective.
Yeah.
But God is good and He is sovereign and He is at work. And I would really say, if you want to be encouraged and challenged and fortified in your faith, buy a couple tickets to Jesus Revolution this weekend. And just, you know, on a side note, if you're thinking about going at all, go this weekend, because when we go to the movies, it's like casting a vote to Hollywood that says, you know, please give us more like this. And this is done by Lionsgate, which is a totally secular studio. So anyway, I know that's a, I don't usually make segues like that, but this is such a natural.
Well, no, I was going to bring it up anyway. So I'm glad that you did. This is an inspiring movie. Again, sometimes we have to look back in history to see what has happened. And as you said earlier, that's key. God has done it before and God will do it again.
And, you know, that moment in the late 60s and early 70s is actually weirdly, you know, parallel to our own moment. We had political unrest. We had, you know, talks of varying kinds of revolution. We had a rejection of so many things in the prevailing culture.
We had the Vietnam War.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was an unsettled time. And I think, in lots of ways, this is an unsettled time, too. And so I think it's just a great reminder that even when things look bleak from a human perspective, God can work in and amongst those moments.
Right. I've often said that, you know, a revival happens, as Charles Finney said, when it's most needed. And here we are, just when we look back in the 70s and saw, you know, like you said, you're exactly right. We had Vietnam, a lot of unrest. We had, you know, sex running amok. I mean, this was the era of birth control pill. This was Woodstock, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And I found it quite interesting, you know, when you look back on that period of time, because on the other rail, you had this Jesus movement. You had this revival taking place, right? That was totally antithetical to Woodstock. But, you know, here it is. And so here we are right now. We've got this transgender movement that's taking place, the rise of the gods that Jonathan Cahn writes about in his book. And here we got God saying, it ain't over. You know, I've got a plan. And here it is, not only in Kentucky, but again, you know, we're hearing reports across this country. It's not just in Kentucky. And we've been noting this for a while, that there have been these bonfires of revival, you know, with the young kids who, I mean, if anybody's in the press right now, and you talk about losing hope. I mean, this sad story last week of this 14-year-old girl, and it just broke my heart. What they did to her. And here she is hopeless because her peer group ran her life into the ground and left her with nothing. And left her with nothing but only the decision to end her life. And the excruciating pain that her family and those that loved her. And I believe that the rest of, you know, the rest of teenagers around the world who've been in similar situations that have been canceled by this brutal peer group and this rise of destruction and disrespect of life, what it's done and what it's doing to our young people. I mean, we have to respond to this. And God is blessing us with this moment. His Holy Spirit has been hovering over the chaos and the darkness, and now we're starting to see life rising and hope rising. And this excites me. It excites me beyond expression, I got to tell you.
Well, and it also, I mean, I want to be careful here to be sensitive to the awfulness of that story and the deep grief that those who loved her must be going through. But I think it's a reminder that we never know, Bill, how much an apt word of kindness, of setting aside, like we just get wrapped up on our own stuff, right? I mean, I get consumed with my responsibilities and my do lists and every, you know, and it can just become sort of quietly little n narcissistic, right? And God is at work in each person's life, and if we can lift our eyes, and even just asking the question or saying the prayer each day, Lord, help me to be sensitive today to
to how you might be at work and where maybe I take a moment to notice somebody, to encourage somebody, to offer something that really costs me nothing, mm-hmm. but ultimately is transformative in the life of someone who needs that cold cup of metaphorical water right now.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, a lifeline that could be as simple as a smile, an acknowledgement that you exist. And this is why it's so powerful. I used to appreciate Dr. Billy Graham's, his ministry, because one of the things he would tell the audience, God loves you.
Yeah.
God loves you.
Yep. And what a, it's a message that's so basic that we can miss how profound it is.
Exactly.
But it's true. It's true mm-hmm. for you. It's true for me, for my kids, for everybody that we interact with today.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes God gets a hold of people in ways that we never saw coming, that we wouldn't have expected.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be a part of that. You never know. You never mm-hmm. know what that small act of kindness and paying attention might accomplish in his bigger redemptive purposes.
Exactly. Well, this is the opportunity that is before us today, Adam. This appointed time, clearly an appointed time, and God's Spirit has been hovering over the darkness, and things are starting to happen. And we as people of God, men and women of faith, must come alongside. We're being called to co-labor with God right now, as Jesus would say, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And God is calling his laborers to come forth, whatever that means, and with a smile, with a kind word, to do whatever we can to come alongside this movement, that we not miss out on this time, because we saw what happened after 9/11. People flocked to the churches and looked for answers. And I believe the church failed. So many people are wondering, what the heck's going on? Why is our country attacked here? And we allowed the politicians, we allowed the culture to defiantly act the same way the children of Israel did when they were judged, as noted back in Isaiah 9:11.
Yep.
Right?
Well,
so may this be a different time. May we come together, unified, and pray that the Father's will would be done. And as much as it would count on any one of us, that we would do everything we could to promote and accelerate this bonfire of love and revival and liberty that is before us today.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I will simply say amen, because I think that's right. And I also think that those moments come along, and sometimes we just get wrapped up in our own stuff, right? And that's why I think, among other things, we read in Lamentations 3 that God's mercies are new every morning, though.
Yeah, they are.
Right? And, and the truth is, I need them every morning. I can't, fill up my tank for a week or a month.
Yeah, right.
No, I need that dependence on his presence. And as we read in John 15, abide in me, remain in me, and I will remain in you, because apart from me, you can't do anything. And so that just, that radical daily dependence, we're just the branches, but he's the vine, and we've got to stay connected to that.
Like Acts 17 says, in you I live, breathe, and have my very being.
Yes.
And when you understand that, when you apprehend that, boy, I'll tell you, it's you come into each day with a different perspective, to say the least. That's for sure, Adam Holtz. God bless you. Thank you for being with us, as always. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body?